Escaping Denver, Batch 3, The Lost Noah Tapes. As you can probably tell, I'm not back in my apartment. I'm not going to tell you if I'm still in the city or how far I've gone, if I've even left at all. What I can tell you is that I'm safe. Until I find a more permanent location and can dive back into all of this, I wanted to share another one of Noah's lost tapes. Normally, I'd like to be a little bit more selective in what Noah tape I would digitize next, but being on the run has made things decidedly more limited. This one was just simply next after the Denver International Airport. See, as impossible as my situation is at the moment, being on the run from a shadow government, this episode of The Ark takes it one more click on the crazy dial. Despite that, I think it's prudent that we keep an open mind, even in the face of hokum. Wasn't that long ago that I thought Bigfoot spaceships and secret governments were hokum too. I'm scared of what I'll learn tomorrow. So here's another one of Noah's episodes from the past. This is The Ark.
We're back.
All right. For obvious reasons, I still cannot tell you my name, but you know me. I'm the guy trying to solve the world's greatest unsolved mysteries. The guy who isn't afraid to dive headfirst into the weird and unusual. Where myth meets lore meets conspiracies. Welcome to my show, The Ark. This is your one-stop shop internet radio show covering all things conspiracy and mystery and out of this world. Today's subject is one of my favorites. We are going deep. So, hold your breath as we discuss the lost city of Atlantis. Was it real? Where was it located? Was it truly a futuristic society? The legend of Atlantis has captivated my probably everyone else's imagination for centuries. Why wouldn't it? The idea that the ocean took back an advanced city and plunged it into the bottom of the ocean is an epic story. Whether it was the gods or an earthquake or even aliens, who cares? It's cool and shrouded in mystery. According to the ancient Greek philosopher Plato, Atlantis was a highly advanced civilization that existed around 9,000 years before his own time, so about 11,400 years ago for us. Plato described Atlantis as a powerful and prosperous empire located beyond the Pillars of Hercules, commonly believed to refer to the Strait of Gibraltar. I don't know how to pronounce that properly, so apologies for butchering it. Gibraltar. Sounds biblical. Over the years, numerous conspiracy theories and speculative ideas have emerged regarding the lost city of Atlantis. We're going to dive in to the most prominent ideas. 1. Plato's account. The most widely known theory suggests that Atlantis was a real place, as described by Plato in his dialogues Timaeus and Critias. According to this theory, Atlantis was a technologically advanced civilization that ultimately fell out of favor with the gods and sank into the ocean as a punishment. Hell of a punishment, if you ask me. But there you go. Destroyed by gods. 2. Location theories. Atlantis is believed to have been situated in various locations. Some propose that Atlantis was located in the Mediterranean Sea, near the island of Santorini, which was the site of a catastrophic volcanic eruption. Others suggest it was in the Caribbean, near Cuba or the Bahamas. Some theories even propose that Antarctica was the site of Atlantis. Always somewhere where a natural disaster either destroyed or hid the city. We touched on some of the other Antarctica conspiracy theories, including Flat Earth and Hollow Earth theories on past episodes, which you can download from the site at any time. 3. My favorite. Alien connection. Another popular theory suggests that Atlantis was an extraterrestrial colony or a highly advanced society that had contact with aliens. Proponents of this theory argue that Atlantis possessed advanced technology and knowledge beyond what was possible for humans at that time, and could only be explained with the help of extraterrestrials. And when the extraterrestrials left, they took that technology with them. 4. Mythical connection. Some theories propose that Atlantis was not a physical place, but rather a metaphorical or allegorical representation of a lost utopia. They suggest that Plato used Atlantis as a cautionary tale to illustrate the consequences of moral decay and hubris. Wild. Also, convenient way to discredit those who believe it's a physical space. 5. Sunken civilization. A more scientific theory suggests that Atlantis may have been a real ancient city that was submerged by rising sea levels. This theory points to the end of the last ice age, when the melting ice caused global sea levels to rise significantly, potentially leading to the submergence of coastal cities. Absolutely terrifying. And at least based with one foot in reality. 6th and finally, ancient advanced civilization. According to this theory, Atlantis was an exceptionally advanced civilization that possessed advanced technologies and knowledge far surpassing our current understanding. But unlike in other theories, this one proposes that the civilization in question was not a physical place, but the people themselves. And they traversed the earth, spreading their knowledge. Some proponents believe that remnants of this advanced civilization can be found in the similarity of ancient structures around the world, such as the pyramids of Egypt or the Mayan ruins. It's important to note, as always, that despite the fascination surrounding Atlantis, no concrete evidence has been found to support its existence. Many theories are based on interpretations of Plato's writings or speculation. Atlantis remains a captivating myth, sparking the imaginations of people around the world. Where do you think it is, or was? Do you think it's legit? Or is it all fairy tale? I've always loved this one, but my sister thinks I'm crazy. Sure, she believes in aliens and Bigfoot, but Atlantis? That's too far. All right. Question from the bull. I'm going to keep doing this as the last few times have been well received. This is from the real SP3 on the message board. They ask, are there any theories of the city of Atlantis leaving Earth? Couldn't the city have been a ship that took off? Great question. Hey, you're right on the money. It absolutely could have been a ship. Problem is, without evidence, it's just a really compelling opinion. And while we know that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, it does make it tough to base it on anything. Thanks for joining me again this week on the Ark. As always, keep both your mind and eyes open. Good night.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.